بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, the vision of one sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And said that we learn when awakening from sleep, cleanse the mouth with a miswak. And this is a great sunnah. Every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so great. The use of the miswak should be repeated when making wuzu. Using upon miswak upon awaking is a separate sunnah. When wearing one's, the next sunnah, when wearing one's trouser, first put on the right leg, then the left one. When putting on a kurta, our clothes, in other words, first the right side and then the left side. And the same with every other, whether it's our shoe, first the left, right shoe, then the left shoe. This is a sunnah method when removing any garment from the body that the sunnah method is wearing. And when removing, first the left side first, left arm, or and shoe, first the left shoe, then the right shoe. And beautifully, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab Rahmatullahi used to say it so beautifully, that there is only three ways of doing the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wearing our clothes, or our clothes. That is to say, if you want to wear your trouser, then you put two chairs and you hang your trouser, you got a passage, and you run like a mad person, you don't want to jump in there, you'll break your head. So that is, you'll finish your life. The second sunnah is, the second way, you start with the left side. Then you'll become a shaitani way. So which is the best way? Sunnat ka tariqa, ahsan tariqa. Sunnat ka tariqa, akmal tariqa. So where, follow the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us all tawfiq and understanding. In revision of one ash'ar that we read while making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we learn, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just a formality that we make, we read the ash'ar in between. But actually, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as they make the zikr of Allah, instantly from their heart, those du'as come out. So these are du'as. And we go depth into the du'as, you'll find. Mostly it's according to Quran Sharif and the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah, what the du'a of the first du'a we learnt already. Dil mera ho jai ek midani hu. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. And as explained, and this is all not my lesson, I have come for my own lesson. But we have got from our honorable illustrious Sheikh. And we shouldn't be thinking in this age that their special gaze upon us is far better than Allahu Akbar. Yab zaman aba sohbati awliya, better sad sala ta'ad bariyas. One moment in the company of the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better than 100 years of ibadah. Then Hazrat explained that, we're not going now into the detail, how Hazrat Tanwi rahmatullahi explained that it is not 100 years ibadah with ikhlas, 100,000 years. And for me, if we only bring it into my life, then we will realize when Malakul Maut comes, this is better than my everlasting life. So Allah Ta'ala make me and understand that it's not just zikr, it's not sleeping time, and it's not some may think that I don't understand Urdu, so I won't make zikr. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq just to make our niyat correct. I have come here to find Allah Ta'ala. And as we're learning, Allah give tawfiq. Only through the fadl and karam of Allah Ta'ala, nothing is in our ability. When Allah Ta'ala gives us the opportunity, when Allah wants to restrain us, Allah will restrain. When Allah wants to give us, we should come with the correct intention. So Allah Ta'ala wants that this heart of ours must be only for Allah. So when we come in the company of the friends of Allah, we start realizing, Dil mera ho jai, ek midani hu. That, oh Allah, this heart you gave me, and you kept it for you. And I got involved in everything. So let this heart empty. Becomes now that open heart that you gave me. And this is the heart which Allah Ta'ala says that Allah Ta'ala created all souls. And that is that heart Allah Ta'ala is talking. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَشَهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. So as we explained, these ash'ar are not just ash'ar. They are du'as in our reality. That Allah said, am I not your Rabb? And Allah said, I'm going to tell, I'm making you witness. When we didn't know at that time. we're going to get, Allah Ta'ala is going to give us a body and come in the world. Then we'll have a woman who'll have a kitchen and she'll go cook a chicken and forget who made it, a chicken and who made it. And when you get Allah, first of all you realize Allah gave me everything. And till today you need a shoelace, first ask Allah. So when this heart becomes open, and that's where we learn from the men of Allah. And we nowhere, not even the dust of their shoes, and even worse than that. But all this, it is only through the barakat of the mashayikh, and this comes, the whole chain. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So when the heart must be empty, then what you want in the heart? Tuhi tuho. We're talking to Allah. Said Allah, you have brought us here in the world, so you, we only want you. Then we'll realize whatever I want, any condition comes to me, first is Allah. So Allah Ta'ala give me, all of us, tawfiq and understanding, that myself first, we correct our intentions, and Allah Ta'ala give us the reality of this heart opening up. And our Anwarul Salah lesson, which is the most important period, in fact, of our life. If the only reality can come, and this is not my period, and it's not what we should think of women, that we are here, we talk here of a reality. This period, if we listen attentively, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will open our heart, and really, the heart will only know whether it's open when Malakul Maut come. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq and understanding. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah Ta'ala fil Qur'an al-Majid والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر. This kitab Anwar al-Salah, which we explained already in our broken, useless way, Allah give tawfiq to enlighten it a bit more for myself and all of us, inshallah, that this is the kitab of the bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullahi, that was written in old Urdu. And Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who was a great Khalifa, was a Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, when he found this bayan, then he thought this kitab must be reprinted. It was nayab, it was extinct. When he found it, he said he reprinted it, then he gave some explanation, and then this kitab is what Hazrat and all our mashayikh basically in every khanka and tilfil from the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This was the system. To find Allah Ta'ala. So we learned already that what is the system here, what is the Anwarul Salah all about? First of all, to realize that Allah has sent us in this world, what is our object? The object is suluk wa tasawuf, or shagal, zikr wa shagal ke tariq wa iftihar karne ka maqsad, Allah Ta'ala ke rizha ke liye nisbati batini ka usul. That we have come here to walk in this world. And this is our journey to Allah Ta'ala. We're not just walking how we have to walk. We have to walk, Allah has sent us here as a test. Now how to find our way, how to walk. A walker on the path of Allah Ta'ala is a salik. And that is why Allah Ta'ala teaches us, I have sent you in this world, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah is merciful. Out of His mercy Allah created us. Now how to walk on this path? Ihdina siratul mustaqim. Beg me, O Allah, put me on the straight path. Then Allah explains, what is the straight path? Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. So this is the part of what we call tasawuf, the Sufis. Who are the Sufis? That they know our journey is not here. Our object is akhirah. We have to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they're not Suf, they got like, in the, especially in the people that are really concerned about finding Allah, their outward clothing and that, not that they're not tidy, it's not that you mustn't wear nice clothes, but that is not their object. In other words, dunya, all the glitter and glamour of dunya, this is not their object. Their object is man kana harsal akhirah, that you who has made his intention, man kana yuridu harsal akhirah, who makes an intention, and this is what is a murid, irada yuridu, all the time you intending that I must find Allah Ta'ala. So myself, let me think, did I make my intention properly? That why I have come here? I have come here not just because in this khanka, Allah Ta'ala has made so much intizam, that Allah has made everything available. So we say here in this khanka, okay, there's food also, there's some programs also, so we'll sit where it suits us. Then we will be missing the boat. Then we are here, but we're not here. In other words, the structure is there. But the children be, when Malakul Maut comes, then we realize we didn't have a structure also. So it is only the friends of Allah Ta'ala that how they, and this is all from Allah Ta'ala. Allah makes the arrangements, Allah chooses His friends, and we realize that we want to be the friend of Allah. To walk to Allah Ta'ala, it's not easy. So find a Sufi. And a Sufi is not what we think, that a person is living in a village, or is living somewhere in a remote area. We're not like the Christians that we adopt Ruhbaniyat, that the monks, they say that we're not going to get married. But the most children come out from there. And the nuns, they say, no, we're waiting for Jesus, for Isa alayhi salam. There's one person, Allah grant him Jannat. He was an old man and very jovial. So one day he was driving on his way, old, and he was past the age that we will think, now cold like a deep freeze. But myself, if we don't walk on the spot and hold the hand of a Sufi, we'll be cold, but we'll still be glancing. So anyway, when he was driving, two nuns were on the side of the road, they asked him for lift. So he stopped and he gave them lift. They sat in the back seat. So they started conversing that, are you married? He says, yes, I'm married. I got two wives. They say, oh, you're a naughty man. So he asked them that, you married? They say, no. They say, why are you not married? No, we're waiting for Jesus. So if that is Jesus that's coming, how naughty will that man be? So this is not that part. We have to hold the hands of the friends of Allah Ta'ala, as we understand. So this is the object Allah Ta'ala has brought us here, that we hold the hands of the Sufis. And this is not some new trick, nor new tradition. It was from the time of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As we explained, this is the part of Ihsan. Ihsan is Jibreel alayhi salam was sent directly to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our deen is the confirmed and definite, a perfect deen that comes directly from Allah Ta'ala. Direct words of Allah Ta'ala into the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not only the words, La tuharrik bi lisanaka li ta'jala bi, inna alayna jam'ahu wa Qur'an. That's, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like in a hafiz, his ustad is reading the sabak to him. And who could be better, the better, greatest ustad of all the Anbiya, Allah Ta'ala himself. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's ustad, Allah Rabbul Izzat, the beloved of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, loved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the beloved. And Allah sent directly the words of Allah Ta'ala with Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. So when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to listen, immediately you want to read, same time, Allah gave consolation. You can't become a hafiz like that. And realize that who is making you a hafiz? Ar-Rahman, Allam al-Quran. This is Ar-Rahman's word. It's impossible. Anybody can learn one letter of Qur'an-i Kareem. And learn, we'll think what is Qur'an are talking. But we see people in remote villages who don't know any language, never know Arabic. But we hear today they're becoming hafiz. So this is not Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So like you eager, don't be eager just to repeat. May be eager that I must become a hafiz al-Rabbani. That hafiz that is connected to Allah Ta'ala. Then you first make the ustad, the student will make our intention correct. And that is what Hazrat taught us. And this is just on my tongue. But here we make an intention. I've come for reality. Not that I've just come see my object and purpose. That now I'll take off this Ramadan. Oh, I'm doing nothing. Let me go into the Khanka. I'll get my food on time. I'll search for some programs also. And some people like myself will think. And some will think, oh, this Mali Sahib is teaching all the time. And the reality is, we still haven't learned a drop of reality. And all the dirt. When a person gets an iota of the reality of who Allah Ta'ala is, and as our Hazrat teaches us, which I don't have, this is just talk. Allah makes it reality, so our intention should be correct. That not I'm coming here, that we learn, we'll get the programs here also, and I'll choose my slot. We don't say that when it comes to our business or to our breakfast. Every day we want the same breakfast. If you love your oats or you love your eggs or whatever, and your wife was a bit in a hurry, she didn't manage to finish, or she's still frying the egg, then you say, where's the egg today? But every day you're eating it. But when it comes to deen, then why every day I must go for namaz? If we only come and realize what namaz is all about, then I'll be as Allah Ta'ala has given us a gift through our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 50 salah a day. But out of We, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, knew our weakness and went to plead to Allah ta'ala. And it came five salah, that five times, come in my court. You're not your own creator. You're not your own sustainer. You stay by me and I will do all your needs for you. And that is why today most of us, we can't understand this reality. When you become Allah's, agar tu ek mera, to har shay meri, zami meri, asma meri. If you become Allah's, then everything will be yours. And Allah Ta'ala's promise, Allah will give you dunya on a golden tray. We saw Sahaba Rajna when he came into the best friend of Allah, the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. They were not worried of dunya. When it came at their feet, they kicked it like good. When the crowns of the Romans and Persians, when they overtook Rome and Persia, until today this is the wada of Allah, the promise. You remain firm on my beloved tariqah, the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the command of Allah Ta'ala. Then the world will, we won't be crying today. Then the world will be at our feet. So let us see our intention. That very, very important. It's not that we're just coming here just to come to the Khanka, make a real intention that I've come here to learn who is Allah Ta'ala. And then a person won't have to wake you up that this time is Salah, this time is this sabak, that sabak. You'll be easy, you'll be eager. Then we can understand the friends of Allah. The older they get, the more they want to be earlier in the masjid. Because that ta'alluq they got with Allah. So this you won't get anyway. It's not that, and the food also you'll get here free of charge, but this food has got noor. And the real food, you'll understand if myself, all of us, we come regular, don't say I'm coming every day, every year, every week, every month I come for the majlis, but I'm here, but I'm not here. My car is parked here, and the body is our car. So we just parked our car, but our ruh is want to be connected to Allah. That is why the ruh is restless. So we're thinking that when you ask a person, that why you, I know you, why you don't come to the itikaf? He says, Ma'ana, why don't you forget itikaf? Why don't you come for your daily namaz? He says, I just got one problem in my business. If that is sorted out, then my business, when that's sorted out, you'll see me regular for business, for regular for the first serve, before the azan. And that is the person who don't know reality. When you put the cart before the horse, and you expect your, so we put the horse in front, and then see, that is the driving man of Allah Ta'ala. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came in the world, Sahaba had to admit, we were lost. We put the cart in front of the horse, in front of, this doesn't mean, aliyazu billah, we put the cart in front of the man of Allah Ta'ala, and we expect to be moving. And the world called us barbarians. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came and shook us up, woke us up, like as our Hazrat says, we need one, Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, and outwardly according to our time, these men Allah Ta'ala sent at every generation, and we will think they are mad. But when they tell us, Allah Ta'ala says clearly, when you follow the man of Allah, your thinking will come right. Then put the force of the command of Allah, and who can teach you how to obey Allah's command? Those men who got Allah in their heart. And that is then a person will understand. A person came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, I got a problem. We all got this worry that I can't manage my earnings. And today we all got this bigger problem. Our Hazrat says that the problem is, you ask, what's your problem? My father don't want to listen to me. Or my ustad don't want to listen to me. So we got the biggest problem. We're putting the cart in front of the man of Allah Ta'ala. But when you were in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allahu Akbar, Siddiq Akbar, when he made his true friend, and then he so showed who a true friend. A friend is that immediately whatever he says, whether your enemy comes to tell you that this man, what he's saying, it doesn't make sense. And we see on why Hazrat Siddiq Akbar is known as Siddiq Akbar. Siddiq, the most truthful person. And that is why this part of the Tasawwuf, it's called the people which we will call men. They're not really worried of their clothes. In other words, their clothes will be simple. And their worry is that we must find Allah Ta'ala. And the people that think that, no, we are up to date. And we, like our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, that if we want to follow the people that are not up to date, but they say they're up to date. Like he say the people of Europe. And why? Allahu Akbar. How the men of Allah put in their heart. He used to analyze the word so beautifully. He says, why they say Europe? And we think they're just saying Europe. And he analyzes for us, he wants to say that everybody must say, you're up. That you people are up, you all are first world countries. And that is why they have made it, make us feel that we are low. That they say the third world countries. That so much so, people that live even in India, Pakistan, anywhere, you learn one, two words of English, and you say, oh, we're up to date now. Look at this man in a village, nobody knows English. He is up to date. And like Hazrat says, that you'll be so lost, that when the British were lost, when they came to steal India and take away our deen, then we imitated it. They didn't. They came to India, it was hot. They never changed their clothing. On hot days, they used to wear their suit, and they used to wear their boots with socks, everything. And the people who had iman used to wear simple sandals because it was hot. They used to wear loose clothing, lungi, etc. But Hazrat says, we follow the people that are lost, and we say we're up to date. When you go into the cupboard, then you'll worry of your expiry date. Then it's too late. Then Nabi says, then you'll beg, hatta iza jahadumul maut, qala rabbi irji'uni. That it not come by shock. And that is why the man of Allah, you are worried all the time. That shake us up. Malakul maut is here behind you. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, what we running for ahead, Allahu Akbar, we like the 2-year-old children, the international game, chasing kids. That anywhere you go, they say, you chase one another. But they're chasing one another, we know, one is looking in front, the other one who's running front, he's looking at the back, who's chasing me? And when the boat land up into the wall, and they get a big dumpy, they get a dumpy on their head, we got dumpies on our heart, that we don't know, we hear the man of Allah talking of the roof, and the roof when it comes out, أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Then what is in the real heart, as our Shaykh explained so beautifully, that when a plane crashes, then everybody is worried, that in the plane they got what you call a black box, what the pilot all is talking, it's all recorded. So the first thing the government they look for, or whichever company that plane belongs to, what happened, they want to see. So Hazrat says that our everything is recorded, what is in the heart. Allah doesn't only know what we're talking. Allahu Akbar. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Allahu Akbar. وَكُلُّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرُ فِي عُنُقِهِ. Every person, we got truth, so CIDs. Whatever we utter, any word, they are recording it. And Allah Ta'ala made the system, Allah knows everything. But insan's nature is, we like to squeal. So Allah Ta'ala has made the system. So Hazrat says, when you realize this, when you come into the man that you think they're not up to date, but they worried of the expiry date, then they'll say, no, we live in this modern time, you can't follow sunnah here. Then we'll understand a drop of what Hazrat, those who sat in the company of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when they sat in the company of, so to say, ministers of the world at that time, leaders, the people of who were sitting a big parliament, and they were having meals, and they said, put the dasturkhan down. Say, Hazrat Abu Huzaifa ibn Yaman radiallahu was sitting there, and he knew the sunnah of Nabi. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke him up. They are lost, and we want to get lost like them. And we're sitting in bright lights outwardly, but the light of the, and that is why this is known, Anwarus Salah, to open the light of the heart, that ruh when it comes out, then the only time I'll know what was my condition. When Malakul Maut comes, first of all you're shocked, and everybody, and you'll be shocked first. And why everybody say they shocked? Because if you see the janazah is laying there, the first, those people who generally attend, their hearts should be most soft. And we see when people learn reality, that when the ruh comes out, Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the son-in-law, the third Khalifa of Islam, such a man who had so much shame, that even our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he used to be resting at night, and Hazrat Abu Bakr, and at night we see the pious servants, everybody, you take off your kurta, you know at ease, those that are close to you, they want to make your khidmat. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to, Hazrat Abu Bakr used to knock and get permission, who is it? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu, come inside. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he's resting, and that's according to your nisbat, that is how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and why Siddiq? When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the incident of Mi'raj, And Allah Sati Subhanalladhi. And Abu Jahl thought this is the opportunity. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq Radhiyallahu Anhu was not in that majlis. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained. Then he got the opportunity that this man, Aliyazu Billah, Allah so consoles Nabi, all the Anbiya. Noon wal qalam yawma yasturun. Ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi minajnun. We take qasam. And how Allah Ta'ala used that, though that the letter, huruf mutashabihat, that nobody knows the meaning. So this is not some a man who can't read and write. So anyway, Abu Jahl came, Hazrat Nabi Siddiq Akbar was coming to on the outskirts of Madinah Sharif for some work. When he came and he explained, is it possible for a human, he says, in a portion of a night, when Kaaba Sharif had a heart transplant, and this is not heart what we saying, heart transplant we have. That is, we do not worry of this reality. That my ruh is, got blockages. So he says that he went and the whole the incident. He says, as a human, it's not possible. So he got happy. Now I got, the enemy of Allah, Aliyazu Billah, thought he's going to change the friend of Allah. So we realize, and this is what we understand when Hazrat says, they will say, seeing is believing, and hearing is deceiving. But when you get contact with Allah Ta'ala, then you know what the man of Allah Ta'ala says. Those who see also that I'm earning here interest and that is increasing my wealth, but they'll tell you that is destroying you. So Abu Jahl, who was known as Abu al-Hikam, that is the father of intelligence, he became known as Abu Jahl, Abu Jahl, the father of ignorance. And where he landed up, he's Allahu Akbar, inside his qabr, where it's all that, in Badr, Aliyazu Billah, in his throne, where all the suraj is falling all the time. And even that suraj must be thinking that where I landed, Allah save me and all of us. So when he said, Hazrat Abu Bakr now said, he thought now, I condemn the friend of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he says, you know who's saying this? He said, Muhammad said this in his majlis, Allahu Akbar. He didn't want to say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it, it's true, definitely. So this is what we have to understand. In the universities, they give us PhDs, and they said the world came in a big bang. And that is why I was analyzed it so beautifully. What is your PhD if you believe that? Then your head permanent, perawa dimag, your head is upside down. You got permanent head damage. Now where if you come, to come for that? They'll send you to the hospital. They say you got, there's a tumor in your brain. And this tumor we're not worried about. And here it's free of charge. And there you're paying your whole life. You think that now I got life support. And all, I got my medical aid. All that they'll skin you to the core and they'll take us, Allah Ta'ala save. So the man of Allah, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that don't worry to be up to date, worry of your expiry date. And this is what the man of Allah, and we'll see that we think, oh, they're old, that now they don't know. Then we'll be loving, you think you're loving in a modern time. They loved in the real time. They are loving in a modern time. That when you, our real, when Malakul Maut comes, then myself, I'll be shocked. Your mouth is wide open and your eyes are popped out. That is why those who attend to the janazah, they first have to take a cloth now. The body is your car. That now close the engine. You didn't know what's in the engine. Now close the boot. Now your engine is taken out. Now you're shocked. You thought you're driving the latest model car. And that is why we're not youngsters. As I say, some pashman ho gaye, abhi bachpana ho gaye. That we're more worried that this car, it must be shining outside, the mags. And like they say in Afrikaans, Allah save me, that's for myself. Beta blank bana, Allah Ta'ala save us. Not only the stunk, if you only know my reality, that I'm not worried of my ruh, nobody will want to sit next to me. We got two bags of the filth and dirt that we see it come out, and the man of Allah Ta'ala will teach us that my ruh is still more filthy than that. So if we came here, Allah save me, all of us, our outlook of dunya is that no, you must now have. How are you going to combat these people? There's no, to combat them you need a heart. And Allah gave us that heart, that iman which you'll get from the man of Allah. And a man who got Allah in his heart, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq now combated the whole world, so to say, on his own. And not so to say, definitely on his own. He brought the whole Sahaba Rinawun's heart were made. But Hazrat Umar Rajnaw says that an occasion when Hazrat Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was made parda from this outward world, and went into the real world, Sahaba, he had so much love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We can imagine the turmoil in their heart. Then Hazrat Umar also said, took out his sword and says, anybody that doesn't know that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't leave the world. It's like Musa Alaihi Wasallam went to Mount Tur. So here, when Hazrat Abu Bakr now came, he saw the Ummah is in turmoil. He went on the mimbar and he said, read the khutbah and read the ayat. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, when I heard this ayat from Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and it shook my heart, then I realized as if this ayat just came down now. So these are the men of Allah ta'ala, and that the friend is who will bring you here to get the heart. The heart operation of the rule, and you'll get shocked that I thought I'm too busy in my business. Now you'll realize, put your business one side. All the problems we have, of any problem, we come here, we think our solution is going to, I got a problem in my finances, problem with my wife, all that. The Dana Sheikh explained, the previous men of Allah never even used to accept such people. But because today we are weak people, our Mashaykh accept us. Before they used to say, even if you don't have a proper sunnah beard, then don't come for your islah. You won't manage. Here we are so weak, myself first, that we don't know what is islah. So when we come here and we hear things like that, but if we come with the correct intention, that I want to get this ihsan, this beauty of my, when my heart comes, when I see my ruh, it mustn't be a black box that got crashed like the plane. Then we'll ask Malakul Maud, give me time, that I'll now go listen to my Shaykh. I'll now go listen like Abu Jahl taught, he's very intelligent. When Allah showed, he taught he's a leader in the battle of Badr, two youngsters shook him up. And still, when we got this, Allah save us. The worst Fir'aun of the world still has so much pride, worse than the Pharaoh of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, laying in, almost on his everlasting doom. Then he still had the audacity to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, who will go chop off his neck, that now he's in the last moments of his, that Allah Ta'ala wants to show what is this grace. That is just outward. And if you don't take heed, the reality Allah save me, all of us. It mustn't be words, it must be myself. That he still had the audacity, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud now said, I'll go chop off his head fully, chop off his head. When Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud came to him, aliyazu billah, in that state also, he said, do me one favor, don't just chop off my head from my neck, chop it off full, just be below my, above my shoulder, that people can see who's this. So today, sadly, we're going via Egypt, and we go to the pharaohs. Allah Ta'ala make me, all of us realize. So the man of Allah, Hazrat Shah, Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, and our Shaykh says it, don't wait till the ruh come out. Then it mustn't be a black box. But when we on the path, seriously, I say I want to be a salik, I want to walk, and I want to hold the hand of a real man. Then in difficult conditions, when the world will say, no, you now you must be up to date, you must have all type of knowledge. Allah didn't say worldly knowledge is simple and easy. But what iman you'll able to, a young boy in the class telling the professor that you say only seeing is believing and while hearing is deceiving, and he heard the whole lesson, but he was from imani home, he was from the right house. Then he told the professor that, sir, what you're saying, I think it's rubbish. So the professor got, the face turned red. He said, what you saying? He said that you say only seeing is believing, but I don't see your brain, so I know you got no brain. So what you got? You got rubbish. So Allah Ta'ala save me. So like that, Allah save us. When it shouldn't shake me up, when I only malakul maut come, Allah gives us opportunity. Allah, inna Allah Ta'ala yakbalu tawbat al-abd ma'lam yugharghir. Till when now, Allah, kalla iza balagati taraqiya wa qila man raq. We see all the time when we think this person now, we can still revive him. Who can give him taweez? Who can, which Mamali Sahib can give taweez? Which, maybe he's got jadu and jinn. Allahu Akbar. On one occasion when Hazrat was in UK a few years ago, then, and generally today all the complaints, we do the wrong and we pass on the buck. Allah Ta'ala says clearly, qalu ta'irukum akum, ain zukirtum, balantum kaum musifun. If you just think what they're telling us, then you'll come realize that I'm wasting my life. So the man of Allah Ta'ala, when they remind us, and we don't take heed, and you'll say that you, oh God, you brought jinn and you brought boot to our house, you brought bad luck, you're telling our children not to go to university and do it. And the man of Allah, nowhere, didn't say, don't learn outward knowledge of your dunya, don't go and lose your iman. Then Allahu Akbar. So when that is said, so they, at that time already, they asked Hazrat, that here there's lot of jinn and boot. So the man of Allah immediately, oh Allah opens, what answers they give? Hazrat said so beautifully that I notice here we living here with jinn and boot. You see every youngster, he's got jeans on and he's got boots on. And how he's walking in the street, one hand he's got his burger in his left hand or whatever, and like a mad person, and he's got his coke, all the filth that is what they make. Shaitan makes an effort first of all to feed you filth. And the first, awalunasin. Shaitan is such a, Allah Ta'ala warned us. He'll just inspire, and with what? Allahu Akbar. He'll give Adam alayhi salam, our honorable great-great-grandfather, and our great-grandmother, Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam. And Shaitan is very shrewd. Allah Ta'ala informed Adam alayhi salam, be careful. But that time he was still had the opportunity. Allah save me, that I don't live in this dream world, that I'm very pious. Allah gave him the opportunity to stay with the Malaika. And at that time his name was not Shaitan, Iblis. His name was Azazil, like Jibreel, on the same scale. When Allah gave one announcement, that one servant here is going to be kicked out from my court, Jibreel alayhi salam, all of them. And this, that is even the Malaika, who are sinless, who got no even desires. Our Dada Shaykh used to say that if the most beautiful hur of Jannat, Hawra, if she sits on the lap of Jibreel alayhi salam, it won't tickle his body and his, any part of his body. We, Allah, so anyway, when Allah announced one servant of mine is going to be kicked out, they all stood shocked, Jibreel alayhi salam, all of them. So Allah Ta'ala asked them, why all so shocked? Allah, we worried, who's going to be kicked out? The angels are worried. And then they knew that the system is, when we worried of our iman, then first make dua, ihdina siratul mustaqim. Then, now go to the man of Allah and ask them for dua. Not my business must come right, my heart must come right. So at that time also, the malaika, they taught Azazil. All the time you're seeing him in sajda. And here Allah Ta'ala teaches us, the man of Allah, how we hear our Hazrat before you enter the masjid. And we think now they're old, they're mad. But now when the iman is, it's like that fire that is burning and taking us away from the fire that is artificial. All the bright light, there we think there's light. There is the fire of Jahannam. We can't understand. And they want to, they got the ishq, the love of Allah Ta'ala. They are pulling us. And that is what Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mission was. That how can my ummah, my own close family, how can they see that the fire? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who had the greatest marifat? So anyway, these are the Sufiya that they will guide us. So then immediately they turn, and when you got reality, then outwardly you see a person who's making ibadat, like we say here in this khanka, too much programs, and many people, even the ulama will squeal that this program here, after every namaz, and so long program. But when a person, you can be a director or the biggest ruler in the world, when you get a heart attack all of a sudden, does anybody say that now he can't go immediately? He'll tell you immediately. Even the wife, everybody will say. And that is the first, the weaker, Allah Ta'ala said that they have to learn, men have to be al-rijalu qawwamun, not to love like a man that I am the king in the world. You have to become a man of iman. Then you'll know that human folk have to stay in the home and in the crevices of the home, because Allah Ta'ala made them weaker. Their minds are not, they can't understand fully. So when Shaitan whispered, Allah, first the malaika, they all begged that let us go to Azazil. He's so pious. There's not one stained hand of the earth that he didn't make sajda. Allah, so Allah save me. And this is what the reality, our Hazrat, we think he's saying make dua. But this reality that Allah Ta'ala mustn't kick us out from. And this, when that reality comes, see Jibreel alayhi salam standing shocked. They all begged Azazil, please make dua. And that is what dua is. munajat, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. And then you'll beg Allah. And our dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab Rahmatullah used to say, if you know the relative of dua, is like an ant, maybe in Khurasan, he's making dua, Allah also want to come to Kaaba Sharif. Allah says, I'll answer your dua, don't worry. I'll send your plane. Allah Ta'ala makes that, and Allah Ta'ala is Qadir and Mutlaq. Then that is why Allah starts the Allah Akbar, to realize who is our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That the men of this world, they can't understand. Their minds are filled with, their hearts are filled with dirt, like Abu Jahl. Allah save me, all of us. La'natullah alayhi. Allah save us, and be begging till our last breath. That the men of Allah Ta'ala, they know, for Allah is nothing is impossible. And that is why Allah starts, Subhan. Allah Ta'ala says, oh ant, don't worry. And like Hazrat explained in today's time. And Allah says, Sanurim ayatina fil afaq. We'll show them, we'll give them the ability to use technology. And they think we progressing. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that the beginning, the end of my ummah will come like the beginning. That Allahu Akbar. Bada al-Islamu ghariba. Wa sayaudu kama bada. The people said that these are madmen. What are they talking? That they went to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala li'azu billah. Whereas Allah gave us a gift. That from who? From Allah Ta'ala directly. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam appreciated the gift of Allah. That when we recite, as Allah says, At-tahiyyatu lillah. That's when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, so to say, coming away from the close proximity of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Fakana kaba qawsayni aw adna. Such a gift at that time, when we get married, and we think, oh, that our first night, your mother or father can be knocking at your door, and they in distress, then you don't hear nobody. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was given this gift, that he didn't forget of his ummah. And till the day of Qiyamah, and then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave, may the man of Allah give you a gift, then you realize, that Sabse Hazrat, one of the Hazrat, Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib's home, Sabse Meherban, Shah Sheikh Nikla. Then people will understand, this is not worshipping your Sheikh, this is realizing the man who brought you out from that shock and brought us out into the right direction. Then at the time of mort, like that person who went and told it, in Surah Yasin, we read every day. But we even understand myself, Allah give us a full share. وَمَا لِيَ لَعَبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ That he'll say, that why are you wearing, he says, why must I not announce, why must I not worship that great being, Allah Ta'ala, who created me? وَمَا لِيَ لَعَبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ I have to return, I have to walk onto his path. And these men who told me, and that is why I came to scream at you, come, follow these men. And they said, no, you brought bad luck, and they also brought bad luck. But when Malakul Maut came to him, and now Allahu Akbar, they came in an entourage, with Malaika from Jannah, and Allah, how you see Malakul Maut coming, you sit at your head side, and Allah Ta'ala will tell, give my banda, my friend, my beloved, my obedience, sit next to his ears, and say Allah Ta'ala send salams. Allahu Akbar. And as our Hazrat teaches us, that we hear our friend or anybody say, I'm going Medina Sharif. We don't even, and we should say, I'm going for ziyarat of my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then if you know where you're going, then please send my salams. And we see, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, and he got his citizenship of Medina Sharif, and that is why we talk so much of Hazrat Shaykh. Why we say, my Shaykh, who opened the eyes of your heart? You can't be, the ihsan that they did, and this is what, today, that time it was called the tasawwuf. Today it is called ihsan, and it's not today, in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it was called ihsan. When that heart was open, then we can understand, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the world could glitter in front of them. The world could threaten them. It didn't make a difference to them. It didn't shake their iman the least, but even the beautiful woman could come in front of them. It didn't shake them in the least, but so anyway, let us realize that first thing is dua. Even that our real murabbi hakiki is Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala says clearly, وَلَوْ لَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ, that if it is not Allah's fazal and karam, and that Allah Ta'ala brought us here, it is only Allah's fazal and karam, that we don't deserve to be here. Fazal means bansela, that those people who don't even myself, don't even deserve to be parking our cars here, or walking here, but Allah's fazal is so much, Allah doesn't want anybody to be doomed. And then Allah will bring us here, like that end, the bird came, Allah says, here's your aeroplane. You just go now, quietly go on to his wing, and remember, just hold firm. When he's going to flutter his wings and now take off, at that time, if you don't hold firm, like they say, tie your seat belts. And our Hazrat says it so beautifully. Our Dada Sheikh used to say, when they're in a plane, they say, that fasten your seat belt. Here you're just going so many thousand meters above sea level. When you're going to the gift that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought, went to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So when we stand in Salah, it's properly tie your seat belt, tie your hands according to the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that is why this we understand what is Anwarus Salah. That is to make this intention that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Sallu kamara aitumuni usalli. What does in this interpret? That perform Salah as you saw me. Does it mean that don't be fooled that I am making Salah and I'm too busy? When? Like, it not, shouldn't be like me. That way I got time to sit in the khanka. That my aunt, I have to give lessons here, or I have to go to this business. Then it shouldn't be that up my salam. Outwardly I'm giving a big bayan, but when I come from the real namaz, up, down, kiss the ground and back to another program. Allah save me, all of us. So when this reality come, then we'll understand that till your last moment you'll be worried that how is my ruh going to come out. It shouldn't be kalla iza balagati taraki wa qila man raq. They know when that ruh comes there to that point now, that har, everybody, the family members are worried, that leave him in the hospital, let them, Allahu Akbar. Which doctor? And that machines are all just fooling us. That machines are not your life, that's your heart, the outward body. That life support will be the friends of Allah Ta'ala. They won't leave us in that condition. Hazrat says, when you get connected to the men of Allah, they don't connect you to their pockets. They don't connect you to any, that you must only be here. They connect you to directly to Allah Ta'ala. And this is what we meant, that there's so much discussion here. So, and if we're going to do the detail, read the Urdu, but what in depth there is in this bayan. And Hazrat says that, the man of Allah Ta'ala, you want to walk that path, you can't walk it alone. And when you walk on that path, you realize that you have to, everything we say for success in this world and the year after, we have to follow the commands of Allah, the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we have to make an effort. What is the effort? That in every department of deen, that hold the hands of the man of Allah Ta'ala. So the man of Allah will teach you that this path, when you are walking, then not is outward just ibadat, or outward is just, and that is why Hazrat explained there clearly in this, even the introduction of Sufi Shah Ahmad Saeed, Sahab Rahmatul Ali, that when you walk this path, these are not men that forget the limits of Allah, hududullah. They know the object is not, the object is, that is the effort, but what is where we have to reach. So when you hold the hand of the man of Allah Ta'ala, they'll teach us. If you want to come to the khanka, know the limits of Allah. If you are a mufti or whoever, and you come but your wife is sick, and there's nobody at home to see to her, then, and Hazrat explained, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that people will think he was mad, that one clerk, alim of Bangladesh, came, and he said, he came just for a few days, and he came to meet Hazrat Hakim Sahib. So he said, Hazrat, make dua, my family is due in few days, a week or two. So Hazrat says, then who is there for her? He says, no, I just came 2-3 days. Hazrat says, book your next flight and go now. So that are the men of Allah Ta'ala. Before we come here, see whether we got proper arrangements. The woman folk not supposed to be out in the bazaars, because if in Jannah Shaitan, but on the weaker spouse, Shaitan whispered, and according to some narrations, that our beloved mother, Hawa alayhi salam, she says, what? When Jibreel alayhi salam, they asked, make dua. Azazil said, oh Allah, all these malaika are worried that you're going to kick them out. So Allah save us. When we are just doing the outward, and I'm a very pious person, or I'm very dedicated to my work, then what the result showed? That Allah Ta'ala, who made the real men, the men of Iman from sand and water, and they knew that is our body. And the reality, when Allah said, when I put ruh in Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah must have given them that when man got ruh, then Allah gave us, we all one choice. Allah Ta'ala says that we gave you a choice. That is why, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِينَ. All the other creation down there, Allah gave them taqweeni umur. And we, Allah Ta'ala says, this is the way. That, فَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرٌ وَمِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنٌ. Either the road of Jannat or the road of Jahannam. So choose. But Allah Ta'ala taught us who to choose. So Allah give me all of us tawfiq. When Azazil made this dua, everybody was taught very good dua, the malaika. But they didn't have desires, they didn't know. And Allah warned the real the friends of Allah, started from Adam, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, don't get deceived, they will whisper. And he just said that just Allah Ta'ala didn't say it's haram, don't go near that tree. Immediately, the first attack, what happened? Then their clothes fell off. You lose your shame. And when the men of Allah, they always worried that immediately what they said, they didn't make excuses. Immediately, Allah said, didn't I tell you? رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنْ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Oh Allah, we forgot anything. Allah Ta'ala give me all of us to feel the reality, the daily, the reality of sajda, then we'll realize how the men of Allah, they will beg us till the last minute. Allah Ta'ala grant us the reality from the heart of our beloved Shaykh, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the Noor of Allah Ta'ala. Praise Allah. Subhanallah.